We move on to this now. Sasria's business model is designed in such a way that Sasria is far removed from the broker, with the main contact being the agent company to whom Sasria is contracted through the outsource agreement. July 2021 revealed some gaps in that there were segments of the market that had very low penetration, and there were issues around clarity of cover, which led to a lot of misunderstanding of the Sasria product by both brokers and end customers. Sasria has therefore decided to be a bit closer to brokers and increase engagement within this space through various initiatives, including product training, broker roadshows. And in this conversation, we talk to the Financial Intermediaries Association of South Africa and their role as a broker in relation to the work they do with Sasria. And joining me now on the line for this conversation is Lizelle van der Merwe, CEO of the Financial Intermediaries Association. Lizelle, a very good evening and welcome to the show.
Oh, good evening to you, Nosipho, and the listeners, and happy Workers' Day to those who've got the privilege of having a job today.
Indeed, that is a true state of affairs in South Africa. Now, Lizelle, firstly, talk to us about what the Financial Intermediaries Association of South Africa is, and can you provide our listeners with an overview of the role of the Financial Intermediaries Association in the insurance industry, particularly in relation to risk management and coverage solutions for consumers?
Thanks, Nosipho. So the Financial Intermediaries Association, which we refer to ourselves as the FIA, is actually one of four primary trade associations in the financial services sector. So those who are quite familiar with the financial services sector will know that it is quite a broad sector. So it includes your life insurers, your short-term insurers, your asset managers, your banks, and then intermediaries. So the FIA is actually the trade association that represents 1,700 intermediary businesses, and essentially our primary purpose is to promote the common interests of our members, and that would be around sort of advocacy on legislative and regulatory issues. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever tried to sort of read through your terms and conditions of your insurance policy, you would appreciate how complex they are. So brokers really sort of the members that we represent really guide clients on helping them understand those terms and conditions and source solutions.
Now, Lizelle, why is the partnership between the FIA and Sasria so important?
So, Nosipho, Sasria's business model is actually designed in such a way where Sasria is actually quite removed from the broker. So Sasria's are contracted to work with insurers, and those insurers are essentially contracted to work with brokers. And actually, given what's happened since the July 2021 riots, Sasria identified that there were some gaps in the market. And those who are not familiar with Sasria, they are the only insurance company in South Africa that provides risk and insurance protection for riots. And following those July 2021 riots, essentially what Sasria identified were these gaps in the market. Mm-hmm. And the problem, they are too far away from the client. So brokers are closest to the client. And really, this partnership between the FIA and Sasria has become critically important because there's been product changes that Sasria have had to undertake in terms of their scope of offering, and making sure that that is properly communicated to clients and that clients understand it requires them to work closer with brokers. Mm-hmm. And also for Sasria to better understand what is happening with clients and what's happening in different segments of the market, they need to work closer with brokers because they're close to those clients and they can obviously guide and support Sasria on their solutions.
Now, understanding clearly is key to this partnership. So, but what is the role of a broker in facilitating engagement between clients or businesses, especially township and insurance providers like Sasria?
So, Nosipho, I think maybe just to clarify that, you know, the role of a broker is really quite deep and wide depending on the needs of a client. So if you're comparing a corporate client to a individual consumer, obviously the value proposition and what brokers do would be quite different, as that would need to be sort of tailored to that client's specific needs. But really at a very sort of ground level, the broker, it's their primary job is really to provide solutions to consumers based on their financial needs. So it really comes down to that. brokers sort of guide and educate consumers because, as I said earlier, insurance is very complex, mm-hmm. and it's not just about the price. And I think for us, very concerningly, is that clients make financial decisions simply about the price without really understanding the terms and conditions that are set in those policies. And if that product specifically is actually geared to meeting that client's needs. And they obviously share their knowledge and experience about financial products to help consumers make decisions. So brokers have a very vast range of expertise. And I think really important for listeners is to appreciate that brokers have to comply with very strict competence requirements that are actually prescribed by law. So not just anybody can give you financial advice. Not anybody can just walk in your door and say, I'm a broker. They have to have formal qualifications. They have to write regulatory exams. They have to have product-specific training before they can make any form of recommendation to clients. So it's critically important that consumers of financial products ensure that whoever is guiding and supporting them as a broker in terms of recommending products or services, that they actually are authorized to do that. So, we certainly can guide consumers on where to go to ensure that their broker is an authorized financial services provider and registered representative with the conduct authority. But their role is really deep and wide. I mean, when you look at corporate insurance as an example, sure. and things around climate change after the riots, yes, the floods, yes. the risk and the profile of risk, cyber, has expanded exponentially, and brokers have to play a critical role in helping clients manage that risk, mitigate the risk, and then looking to insurance to see sort of what solutions can then obviously come on board to support. So it's very, very broad, as I said, and deep, depending on the needs of the client.
That's really important because most consumers probably wouldn't know that how much work goes into being a broker and possibly just assume, you know, that brokers are there to just be intermediaries and just yep. hand over whatever product they need to get off the shelves, you know. And so speaking of education, how important is ongoing education and training for brokers to stay abreast of changes in the insurance landscape and effectively serve their clients' needs?
So, Nosipo, no different to probably any other sector. I mean, it is absolutely critical because brokers have to stay abreast of changes in the industry, and they are vast. Given what's happened following COVID and, as I said, all these weather-related events, the changes in the industry are rapid. So brokers have to invest in training and education if they want to stay abreast of these changes. As I said, the insurance landscape is actually continuously evolving with new regulations, products, technologies, trends, particularly consumer trends. So for them to adapt their value proposition to clients, I mean, investing in ongoing training and education is absolutely critical.
Definitely. And finally, you know, Lizelle, as we look towards the future, what opportunities do you see for further collaboration between brokers and Sasria in addressing emerging risks and evolving client needs?
So when you look at things like climate change, this actually has quite a direct impact on assets and liability of insurance. And as I said, you know, you only need to look at the devastation of what we've experienced with flood and hails and fires to really understand what impact this actually has on claims ratios of insurers. And in particular for Sasria, that would be the riots and the ongoing concerns with regards to unemployment in South Africa, the youth unemployment rates, the risk of that, you know, turning into a riot again. So These are critical issues that we are having to deal with as an industry. And I don't know if listeners are aware, but the World Economic Forum Global Risks Report actually stated that 5 of the top 10 risks over the next 10 years is actually related to the environment. And over half the global economy, which is valued at $44 trillion, is dependent on nature.
Sure.
So from a climate change perspective, with 60% of the global of the world going into an economic or the economic world going into a voting or an election year, you can imagine political issues are high on the agenda. Climate change is high on the agenda. So collaboration between brokers and insurers, particularly with Sasria and others, is so important because we have to find suitable solutions to deal with these things. insurance is a catalyst for economic growth. If we don't have solutions to address these challenges, mm-hmm. we are heading down a very, very dark road. And then sort of around protection gaps, more importantly, and I think Sasria, this was one of the things Sasria had identified, is these protection gaps. And just to explain what that is,
sure.
Governments and regulators are saying governments can't bail people out when there are national catastrophes. You have to find solutions for clients. You have to find financial solutions for clients. We have to deal with a protection gap in the retirement industry, the health industry, the cyber, natural catastrophes. So the industry is tasked to say you have to come up with solutions. And to come up with solutions will require a collaborative effort between brokers and insurers and regulators and clients, because we cannot, we cannot not find solutions, because these are critical for economic growth.
Definitely. All right, Lizelle, that's all the time we have for this evening. Thank you so much for speaking to us about the understanding of brokers and intermediaries and Sasria.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and have a wonderful evening.
You too. Have a wonderful rest of your workers' day. That was Lizelle van der Merwe, CEO of the Financial Intermediaries Association, speaking to us there just about the role of brokers and intermediaries in Sasria.